But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, Reaction Monday after Victory Monday. After the Texans get a 23-14 victory over the Tennessee Titans, the solid, incredible first drive, 6-6 for C.J. Stroud and a touchdown and Nico Collins. I mean, he just looked so much more confident, which is the thing that I enjoyed the most because it feels like that's probably the biggest upside for this offense. If C.J. Stroud is clicking, you can make some things shake. So that was there was definitely some hope to be had in that game. But it's Black Monday in addition to being a Victory Monday. Called Black Monday, obviously, because once the regular season is done, teams have no reason to not get rid of some of these coaches that they don't want, and boy, have they already done
it. They've got
a lot of news on coaches being fired, coaches being retained, and who's looking to be added to various different places. So some of the things that we know of, especially in the AFC South, as someone texted in, one thing the AFC South is dominant in is getting top five draft picks. That's right. As we know, the Titans losing that game secured the number one overall pick for them. But other teams that are in a similar place, not exactly that same place, but you talk about the Colts, you talk about the Jaguars, neither of them are in a great place, and both of them come up on Black Monday. First of all, the Colts make a decision that I find to be stunning, but I'm happy for them about. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, said that he will retain both Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard for the 2025 season.
Good. Yay.
Teflon, man.
Dude, how does it happen?
The AFC South, it's something about the AFC South, man. They do not let people go easily, man.
Well, I mean, we're going to get to it, but Trent Baalke? I mean, you know, what's going on here?
I want that type of job security, man.
Yeah, but yeah, look, I think it's good news that the Colts kept those guys only because I don't see them. I mean, do you see them like, okay, now we got to figure it out?
No. The thing about it, though, is I think Shane Steichen's a good coach.
I think he's a good offensive coach.
I absolutely think that. It does seem like, I do wonder, like, is he able to hold down the many roles that it seems like he's, you know, tasked with, or, I mean, he has, you know, taken upon himself, as you basically are alluding to, because he is, you know, the quarterback. I mean, he's the offensive play caller, but he has a young quarterback, which means I think there has to be a certain level of tutelage that he's giving there, while also being the dude who has to handle all the responsibilities of a team. And so it seems like this year, more than last year, he's kind of had some issues handling all of those responsibilities at the same time. And so I can maybe understand why you don't go there. Chris Ballard is an interesting one because it seems like he has some level of respect, but I don't necessarily have a great understanding of why personally as a general manager. But yeah, man, good luck to them if they go ahead and keep that the way that it is. The one that was more perplexing to AFC South was the one you mentioned. Doug Peterson fired as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. That makes sense. That is a Doug Peterson that I believe was
22 and 29.
Yeah, lost.
West few games.
Lost 18 of his last 23.
And that.
Right? That probably isn't going to go well.
I had him getting fired every week.
Yeah.
That's right. Season, that's right. He made it through the season. Congratulations to him. Man. Although I imagine if you're going to get fired, if you know you're going to get fired at the end of the season, don't you want to get fired earlier on and just not have to work for them for that money?
Yeah. Right?
Just
they like, nah, paychecks? You following through.
Well, he's still getting, what is it? 60 million? 16 million?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But the interesting part.
But you coaching through this team.
Yeah.
The interesting part of this, and I imagine part a good part of why the fallout happened in addition to like all of the losses, the Jaguars are retaining Trent Baalke, the general manager. Mm-hmm. And Trent Baalke, I mean, Doug Peterson is a dude who seems to kind of want a level of, I don't want to say full autonomy, but he wants to have some say-so in the way that these things go. And Trent Baalke does not seem to get along with his the coaches that he hired. I still remember, like, he was one of the issues that was in San Francisco when Jim Harbaugh was there the first time. Mm-hmm. And I always looked at it as, man, maybe Jim Harbaugh doesn't get along with his bosses, but maybe his bosses don't get along with him. Like, Trent Baalke seems to be a difficult man to work with. In addition to, like, he has bombed player acquisition in some ways. Like, drafting has been okay, but then, I mean, they spent like $130 million in the offseason, yeah, and they missed on a lot of those.
Well, guys. Not only that, but, you know, you mentioned, you know, the Harbaugh stuff. You talk about Teflon. He is absolutely Teflon. Over the last 10 years, there have been 10 one-and-done head coaches in the NFL. Three of them have been Baalkes. Like, how does he keep his job? And it also makes it a lot more difficult for them to get a head coach.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Like, yeah, I would not want to take that job.
Yeah, who would want that job that has actual...
I want to say Byron Leftwich didn't take that job because of him.
An interesting piece about Byron Leftwich came out last week as well. Okay. Yeah, but absolutely. Sometimes you got to recognize that not all money is good money, and that one's looking real nasty right now. Especially, also, are we sold in any way on Trevor Lawrence? Because a lot of times your coaching job, you take that with some of the understanding of what you have, and it's like, all right, well, I have a quarterback that can help me. I do wonder, are coaches going to like that as a position? Like, you would think that he still has the tools and talent, but there's been enough question marks that have come up that I imagine that along with the circumstances maybe not being the most comfortable,
well, that might be scary.
You scare some people off.
That's a huge factor. You know, the coaches always look at the personnel first and what can they do with that personnel, especially the quarterback position. So that's a big factor. But the other factor is, like, let's name the top candidates that are, you know, no-brainers. They're going to have a job in 2025. Aaron Glenn.
Ben Johnson.
He would have nothing to do with the Jaguars. Yeah, Ben Johnson, nothing to do with the Jaguars.
Got to be able to have a better one than that.
You know, obviously Mike Vrabel, he'll have nothing to do with the Jaguars because of Baalke. Like, because of Baalke, they won't. So this is good news for the Texans because they're going to get a second tier prospect
as a
head coach, someone who just wants the job and is willing to let Baalke do his thing. Unless you get a big heavy hitter like one of those we just mentioned and says, "I'll take it." But he ain't going to be the general manager.
And to be fair, somebody, Ronald on YouTube said, Baalke drafted Trayvon Walker over Aiden Hutchinson, which, huge miss.
Yeah.
Huge miss. I'm dating back to even with the Niners, which, how much credit should I give you for, like, nailing your first round picks in 2011 and 2012 and 2014, right? Like, how much credit should you get there? I don't know. But, yeah, man, that's a nasty situation, and congratulations for continuing to be in a nasty situation. Bringing it back closer to home, right, there's some teams. I mean, well, actually, I should mention, Patriots fired Jerod Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that we weren't sure about on what was happening there. It was like, man, are they – I know that there had been news that Vrabel was interested in that job, and we're like, hey, they just hired this dude as a handpicked successor. In fact, Robert Kraft – and wrote, like, did a whole thing about knowing paragraphs. Him for like 17 years or
like
whatever.
He was like a golden boy to replace Bill Belichick.
Interviewed for the Texans job.
4-13 in one season and out of there, right? Yeah. And with that, by the way, I don't know if this is full Lovie Smith because I don't think that the writing was on the wall that he'd be out of there. But with that win against Buffalo, they fell from the number one pick to the number
that
four
was
pick.
Bad.
No, I think it's exactly like the Lovie Smith because even though it wasn't necessarily reported, Robert Kraft knew. Robert Kraft knew he was going to fire.
Because as soon as that dude got out of his media availability, hey, come talk to me for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's exactly like the Lovie Smith thing. You win a game that cost you the number one overall pick, fire the head coach. Come on, man. You could have done better than that.
Vrabel's job?
It's Vrabel's job, yeah. right?
It does feel like it.
Yeah.
It does feel like it. It sucks for Jerod Mayo because, like, hey, man, you were there, man in waiting for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is finally my shot. And he did kind of mishandle some things that he admitted were kind of like rookie head coach type things, calling the team soft. There were some other things as well. But ultimately, that felt kind of nasty. I don't know. Do you find this to be nasty? The Jets, also, they've put in a request for a head coach interview with one Bobby Slowick. They've also put in an interview.
Who have they not put in an interview?
That's the thing. They've put in interview requests for Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph, Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy. Also, they're involved along with the Bears and the Saints, who are expected to interview Aaron Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what do you make of Bobby Slowick now after, you know, last year where he was highly sought after, he ultimately doesn't take a job. This year, knowing what we've seen from his as a coordinator, now coming back around and for the first interview, the Jets are like, yeah, actually, we would like to talk to him.
I think this has, I don't think Bobby Slowick has any chance of getting a head coach job, even especially the Jets head coaching job. I think this has all the markings of they hired a firm to bring in a head coach. They're making it look good. The Texans did a little bit of that last year.
Yeah.
Let's just get all these guys. Let's make it look like we are beating the bushes for the next head coach. And then when we have their guy, which they probably already have in mind, the guy they want, Rex Ryan says he's getting the job. Rex Ryan has already indicated.
Bold. Man, he want a job so bad.
He said he's getting it according to him. And they're interviewing six or eight?
Also, they're interviewing quarterback coach Brian Griese. Niners quarterback.
Come on,
coach,
man.
Brian Griese. Yeah, so if that gives you any indication.
Come on, man.
Remember that they are working with Mike Tannenbaum of the 33rd team. Which is like kind of a weird situation, but I guess they're trying to get into some level of consulting. They are casting a wide net, if you have not noticed, right? Vance Joseph, who, interesting is to see if he's going to get another shot at being a head coach. Matt Nagy in the same space. I just told you, Brian Griese.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just feels like, hey, interview everybody, right? Yeah. Just take this opportunity. Cast the wide net. Make sure you talk to everybody to give yourself a wide berth.
And it's all for
Bobby Slowick falls in there.
Yeah. I kind of respect that, though, a little bit, man, because some teams, they just don't do all of that. It's like, why? You ain't even talked to this person. Now that person got a job and doing well. So
that's
fair. I kind of respect that they looking over everything.
That's fair.
It does make me wonder if they know what the hell they're looking for, though.
I think they already know. I already think they know who they're going to hire.
Yeah, but if you know who you're going to hire, you really going through all this? I'm not sure that they know.
I think they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Man, I'm proud of you I'm kind of impressed that you think that the Jets have that level of competence.
Well, that's true. Yeah. It is the Jets.
So, yeah, man. Still a lot of other things happening Black Monday, including we're not really certain on a few places like the Titans, what they're doing with the head coach. In fact, there might have been some rumblings that they might be doing something at the general manager spot. And Rand Carthens had only been in charge there in Nashville for a couple of seasons. Could that be something interesting? The whole Cowboys thing. Will the Cowboys sign a new deal with Mike McCarthy, or will they let that run up? I think they have until the 14th. With an exclusive time period to enter to discuss that. And then the Bengals is a name that keeps coming up. I feel like Zach Taylor's probably fine, especially because they just fired defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, who wildly appreciated
last
year.
He's a head coach candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a really good defensive coordinator, had a great defense last year. All of a sudden he loses talent and the defense isn't good, so they fire him. Okay, cool. But I feel like you don't fire the defensive coordinator without firing the head coach first.
I agree.
So he's probably safe there. Those are some of the things that are happening Black Monday on the coaching carousel in the NFL in loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, in honor of the coaching carousel getting going and people being fired on Black Monday, if you could fire anyone in the world, who would you fire? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.